Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Wyatt. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John Wyatt. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wyatt. Landis moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Lump moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cimoli moves to third. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Askew moves to second. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cimoli tags and scores. Askew tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cunningham moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wyatt. Cunningham scores. Smith moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jimenez is hit by the pitch. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Norm Baz now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Domzani now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull bunts towards the mound. Zanny fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zanny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Charles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cimoli moves to second. One out. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cimoli moves to third. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cimoli scores. It's 9-4, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Domzani. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Fox reaches second base with a double. Landis moves to third. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Fox scores. It's 9-6, Athletics. Dan Pfister now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Seaburn moves to second. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cimoli hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Smith moves to second. It's 9-7, Athletics. Gordon Jones now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-4 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-3 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kemmerer. Tardabul moves to third. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tardabul scores. It's 10-7, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Del Greco. The throw from Lawler and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. It's 11-7, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaborn moves to second. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cimolai for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Bob Farley pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-8, Athletics. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.